We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Dave Archer, jumping into the program. Dave Archer's take on a Monday, brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia, ESOG, proud sponsor of the Georgia Bulldogs. But we're talking about the Atlanta Falcons with Dave Archer, who has his own unique take on kind of where the franchise stands at the moment. Hey, Dave. Morning to you.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Nothing much, Dave. Just jumping right into it, just how much were the odds stacked against the Falcons with all the injuries that they have, even more so when Russell Gage went out?
Yeah, I thought it hurt him, Hugh. Gage has really developed into a guy that Ryan trusts. And so it was unfortunate. He got that concussion on that play down near the goal line. But he's gotten a nice feel with the quarterback and a nice feel of what he needs to do offensively to help him. You know, I think that, you know, Alameda Zacchaeus came in and did a decent job. I thought that but when you look up and, you know, Julio Jones isn't out there and Russell Gage, who's kind of your third receiver and really has really had a nice early part of the year, it's kind of disconcerting. Yeah, you'd like to have thought that maybe, you know, Hayden Hurst could have been a little bit more involved potentially in things, especially down in the red zone. He did catch the touchdown on that first drive, but you can't blame it on that. You can't blame it that there was a couple of guys out. I think they did hurt them some, but I don't know that that cost them to lose the game.
There are no excuses, Dave. At this point, everybody understands that. The question is, what do we do now? I mean, you know, a lot of fans, you know, their initial reaction, and I was talking to Hugh about this, I had a rather unpopular take, the fact that I don't think that, you know, the season is over. Everybody was like, it's over, we're done, let's quit. And I'm like, that's not who I am. I know that 0-3, the likelihood of trying to make something, but I think you should at least try, right?
Well, you look up in your division. See, that's the key, is what's going on in your division. And Tampa's on top of the division at 2-1, so obviously things aren't skewed. You get to play those teams, all teams, twice at the end of the year, all your division teams. So that's where, you know, your bread is buttered. Now, obviously, you can't dig yourself a hole like you did a year ago, and you're on your way to doing some of that. But it's still within reason that you flip this thing around. What was it? The Houston Texans started 0-1-4 and still have to win their division or get into the playoffs. And so there's stories out there that have happened. But, you know, what you're doing is you're closing your window of opportunity, and you're also closing down how many maybe screw ups you have. You're using up all your mulligans. You and I both play golf, John, so you're using your mulligans, if you believe in that such a thing, the mulligan thing where you get an extra ball. So with those all gone, there is no margin for error as you kind of narrow this window a little bit. But yeah, there's no question. There's a lot of time to play. There's a lot to go. All your division games are still left, and no one's running off with the division either. Tampa has won their last two. They're 2-1. I mean, Saints lost last night, so they're one, and they're only one, you know, they're 1-2. They're one game in front of you. Carolina, is where they are. So, to me, it's all within reason. So how do you get yourself fixed and get playing? I thought this was a player's game yesterday. I didn't think coaching had anything to do with what happened yesterday. I thought it was all player driven. I mean, you got a curl route that a guy catches a curl route in front of you and he catches it for a first down. Make the tackle. You can't miss the tackle and then another guy missed the tackle and then the guy that missed the original tackle quits on the play and lets the guy run for a touchdown. I mean, that's player stuff. You know, you got a third down play that's going to extend the drive, and Brian Hill's played pretty well for this team. We're going to talk to Brian Hill later on today on the coach's show. He runs an out route, perfect out route, ball's right on the money, drops a football. Can't do that. You know, that's not coach-driven. Coach has got you in the right position. You're in the position, make the play. And those are the things that are stepping in. That's what I kept getting from players last night. I said, hey, you know, at some point, and the point is got to be now, is you've got to take accountability for what you're doing. What are you not doing? What are you not doing? You look in the mirror, what are you not doing that's allowing this to keep happening to you? But the easiest thing to do, or what people want to do, is, hey, it's the coaching. The coaching's got to cause the ball. if the coaches have players in position to make plays and they're not making them, the next coach is going to be the same guy. He's going to make play, put them in position to make plays. If they don't make them, it doesn't change anything.
Outside of that, Dave, what are some of the other positives that what are some of the positives that you take from the game? I know Todd Gurley ran pretty well. He looked pretty explosive. But what are some of the other things that you took away from that game?
Well, I thought the entire ground game. I mean, Brian Hill's the one that got started. Brian Hill had that nice touchdown run. I thought they ran the ball against the bare front, which is something that I thought was a key to the game, is can you slow the pass rush down with the ability to run the football. You did some of that. Now, it's still a good group up front. I know you got a lot of respect for their pass rush. It's very good, and they caused a lot of problems. So I love the way the run games continue to develop. I think that the pass protection has been decent for the most part. Now, he was under siege yesterday, but you kind of expect that. That might be the best defensive front they play all year long. So, I mean, Tampa's defensive front probably is in the same realm. But you had that going for you. I think that, unfortunately, I think that maybe when you start thinking about the defense and the injuries, that might have been where the injury bug hit the worst, was on the defensive side, because you had a lot of inexperience playing. Michael Walker, I think, continues to make strides, but he was playing in place of Foye Oluokun. Foye is kind of developed into one of those guys that we saw it against Dallas. He's around the football. He can get the ball out. I thought Michael Walker is still kind of learning on the job. We saw Jalen Hawkins play yesterday. I thought Jalen did some good things, but he also got lost a couple of times. A.J. Terrell being out of the game was a big deal. I mean, you thought that maybe a rookie, okay, you're missing a rookie, so that's not the big. A.J. Terrell's played pretty well this year. And not having him in the game, pushing Darquez Denard, who I thought played pretty well at the corner outside, and then it gets you deeper into your secondary. Now all of a sudden, Bleedy Ray Wilson's playing more, and he had an interception yesterday, but he also got beat twice, including the game winner right down the pipe on that zero coverage setup. So I thought the injuries hurt a little bit, but I think there's been some guys that have played at a pretty high level on that side of the ball, and I love the way the defense was able to kind of bend, and then kind of win on third down. Now, they didn't win in the third quarter in the fourth quarter on third down, but I thought they were much better in this game on the money down, because I think going into the fourth quarter, I want to say that the Bears were like 1-for-9 on third down or something like that. So they were doing a really good job of winning the money down and kind of limiting what Chicago was able to do until the fourth quarter.
Yeah, so what changed with the Bears' defense, what you see in the fourth quarter? I mean, I tweeted out again yesterday, 21 carries, 135 yards, 6.4 per through three quarters, and then everything stopped. What did the Bears make a change there from your vantage point that would slow that running game down? Why did the Falcons go away from it?
Well, you only had the ball a small amount of time, John, and maybe you ran the ball once, I think, for 1 yard. I think in those last two drives, if I remember correctly, we had one run and five passes. So in that situation, obviously, you begin to wonder, okay, could we have run it a little bit more? Could we have worked the clock a little bit more in that situation? Then the one thing you don't want to get into is you don't want to – I almost feel like we get in these situations and now we're just trying to hang on instead of go win the football game. And I think that was Dirk's thought process was, okay, we can run the football, but we're not – they're going to gang up against the run, which they did. The one run play, I think Gurley got a yard. They began to swell up against the run. They knew they were getting gashed, so they began to dedicate more resources to the run game. They were doing a really good job with our receiver core kind of hugging up and taking some of those quick, easy throws away. So now Dirk says, okay, well, I don't want to just try to hang on to win. I want to try to be aggressive and let's stay after them. And subsequently, they're good on defense. And the pressure on Ryan was such that he didn't feel comfortable, didn't make some good throws late. I thought there were a number of times in this game, and I don't know if you guys saw the same thing, but I thought there was a number of times where Matt could have pulled the ball down. And again, this is armchair quarterback stuff, but having played that position, there were a number of opportunities where he slid up in the pocket where I thought he could have taken off with it and maybe only gained 3, 4, 5 yards or maybe run for a first down. I thought that he did not take advantage of those opportunities enough. I know he's kicking himself a little bit for how the game ended with the throw he made. I think that he was a little bit forceful in trying to push that ball into Ridley with as much time as there was left on the clock. So I don't think he played his best game. He'd be the first guy to tell you that.
All right, Dave, Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, Monday Night Football, Lambeau Field. This is not going to be easy.
Yeah, going to be fun. Get a chance to go one of the venerable places. No fans, unfortunately. I guess the Packers might allow some people in the building. It looks like we're starting to get towards that a little bit. Falcons had some friends and family in the stands, and so it'll be a different feel. I've never been, obviously never been to Lambeau Field with nobody in it except a walkthrough or something like that. I don't know if you've done that, Hugh, where you walk through at Lambeau and there was nobody in there, but it's a cool place. It'll be, how about, you know, when you start thinking about it, you can think about, oh, woe is me, we're 0-3, or you can think about, here's the greatest opportunity you could possibly have to break out against a team that's playing pretty well in Green Bay. They're 3-0 in their building on Monday night. How about that opportunity? Go break out, get the thing going the right direction, and you're going to get a shootout between Ryan and Rodgers, which we've enjoyed over the last several years. I think those two guys, I think Ryan's 5-4 against Rodgers over the years. So I'm looking forward to the game. I know the Falcons will be ready to rock and roll, and we'll see how it plays out.
Thank you, Dave. Do appreciate.
Good man.
All right, guys.
Have a good one.
See you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.